Good morning. It's good to see everybody. I think we need to keep, looks like half of our congregation in prayer because everybody's not feeling well this morning. I think what they did, they missed the excitement of a couple, 3 weeks ago when this first round was going around. I think they missed it. So I think it's kind of rearing its ugly head again. So let's definitely remember our brothers and sisters. I'm sure they want to be here. They are Baptists, and there is food today, so praise God. Folks, we'll go to the Lord in prayer, and then I just want to, I'm not Fred, he's better looking than I am, but they asked me to just fill in, and we've got a rotation trying to get set up about Sunday school teaching, and we hope that this is just the first part. I was going to use it whenever I took over Sunday school for 8 to 10 weeks, but I'm going to use it today so that, one, you get an idea of who I am. Most of you know me. I'll give you a little background here in a minute, but I want to share a personal testimony this morning. You know, we often hear how God is all around us, and I believe that with all my heart. And I've often been asked, how do we, or I, or whatever, grow closer to the Lord? Well, He gives us the way, and that is through prayer and through His Word and through fasting. That is how we grow closer to God. But with that being said, let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Father, we are so thankful as a people. Lord, as this week of Thanksgiving comes, Lord, we have so much to be thankful for of living here in this United States of America. Father, we truly pray not only for our country, but Lord, we pray for all of the turmoil that's going on, that it would cease. Lord, that before it's eternally too late, that folks would turn to You and feel the comfort and peace that only You can provide. Father, I do pray for Israel this morning. Lord, protect them. And Lord, for this congregation, I pray a blessing truly upon them today, not only today, but throughout the entire year. And Lord, be with all the Sunday school teachers this morning, each and every person that has a part in today's service, and Lord, especially our pastor. Lord, protect and keep him. In Jesus' name, amen. Speaking of thankfulness, how about that parking lot? I'll guarantee you, glory be to God. It is so nice. And just a little quick background on me. I'm a West Virginian by birth. West Virginia. Not that great state of Virginia, but I live on the other side of the mountains, or did live. I was a pastor. Just loved the life that we had. God is so good. But there comes a time in your life when God begins to speak to your heart, and it's just up to us to listen. He'll provide the ways and the means. He'll do all the heavy lifting. But you just have to be obedient, and you have to step out in faith. Like I said, Mama and I were comfortable. We were comfortable. And grandbabies began to happen in New Mexico. And our son is a pilot in the Air Force. Our daughter-in-law is also in the Air Force. And it come time for him to have to go to Afghanistan. And he'd been there numerous times. So they had 3 grandbabies. And we're thinking, you know, we need to go out and help. And God was putting this on my heart. You know, as I stood in the pulpit and preached every Sunday about what we needed to do as a congregation, and how we needed to get the Word of God out. And I would stand there and be convicted. I would talk to my grandbabies on the phone, and to be honest, they didn't know who Jesus Christ was. And this was a burden on my heart. And my son is a born-again believer, but anybody who's ever served in the military, what a wild kingdom that is. And he would go to work with a bag packed, you know, and by the end of the day, he could end up in Africa, he could end up in the Middle East, you know, but I'm not making excuses, because that's the most important thing to family, is to make sure that everybody knows the name of Jesus Christ. And through prayer, hopefully they will claim Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. But anyway, we came out. We were going to stay for 6-7 months till he got back. While we were here, the fourth grandbaby was coming. So we decided that we ought to just move because, like I said, the Lord had been laying this on our hearts. So we decided that we were going to come by choice and become New Mexicans. And that's where we are. We now have a fifth grandbaby on the way, praise God. So it's all about faith. And you have to have that faith. Faith saves. Faith helps us through this pathway that we call life. And without faith and without the Lord Jesus Christ, I honestly don't know how people get through the day. I don't. I was a young little, I see these children, and I have such a soft spot for children. I was 6 years old. My family was not churchgoers. And I'd gone to a Sunday or a summer school, vacation Bible school. And I knew right then that God needed to be a part of my life. Now, I didn't understand everything that was going on at 6 years old, but I knew that that church building is where I needed to be with those folks who had love. And I began to walk myself at 6 years old. Now, it wasn't a very far walk, but I began to show up at this church as a six-year-old little boy and sat in this congregation and listened to the words of God. Like I said, I still don't understand some of the stuff that I read. But through the Holy Spirit of God, I began to be drawn into this church. And I can remember, like it was yesterday, coming to the top of the steps to walk into the sanctuary. And there was a man who had a Bible. I didn't have a Bible. And he handed me that Bible and shook my hand. I still got that Bible. And I look forward, when I get to glory, to shaking his hand again. Because it's folks like us that take the message out. But that's me. And I didn't do anything. I'm a sinner saved by grace. That's all I am. But I love the Lord Jesus Christ with all my heart. And folks, you got to put him first in your life. Now, to get back to that thing, how do I grow closer to God? Through the Word of God, through prayer. And I'm telling you, now you can tell I'm not much of a faster, but I do pray, and I do read my Bible daily. And if you want to get closer to God, you have to read the Word of God. He will speak to you. I want you to remember a date. Okay, I'm going to throw this date out. I want you to remember it, all right? September 17, 2008. It's just a date. Rose and I had busy lives back home. And we were both managers. She worked for the power company. I worked for the power company. She worked for the gas company. We worked for utilities. Now, we would have gatherings at family time. And we'd always tell them that we got free gas and free electric, which we didn't. But boy, what conversation around the table that would bring up. So at least it broke the ice. But anyway, we had stressful lives just like everybody else. And we had a farm that we would go to in the evenings, and we would enjoy our devotions up there. We would have morning devotions, but we would go for a walk, take our Bible, read the Bible. On top of a mountain, I could see 30 miles. Not like this. This is beyond anything I've ever experienced in my life with the big sky. But yet it was a high point in the county that we lived in. We were going up the hill one day, September 17th, 2008. Remember that date. But remember, we were going up this hill on the 16th. And playing the radio, listen to K-Love all the time. And there was a song came on, and I'll play just a little snippet of it. Now listen, I'm not like Brother Todd. He's pretty slick with this stuff. I kind of fumble around a little bit. But I'm sure you all have heard this. He is Lord. We were going on this hill, and it was about a mile from my barn up on our property to get to the top of this ridge, this song began playing. Now listen to me. I don't want you to leave here thinking or telling anybody that I think that God is something that you can take off the wall and use when you need it. That's not where I'm going, because he's God and we're not, okay? So as we were traveling to the top of the hill, this song was playing. And I told Rose, I said, when we get to the top of the hill, you've heard this before. People say, well, you know, I've just opened a book and there was this word, and I've opened the Bible and there was a passage that I needed. I get to the top of this hill and I'm thinking, Lord's going to open this Bible to give me that verse. And I looked and I looked, and the wind blew a few pages. It was nowhere close to what I was wanting to see. So we picked another verse in the Bible and we had our devotions and had an enjoyable time. Never thought any more about it. Anybody ever read or have Our Daily Bread, the little book that they hand out here? Folks, you want God to speak to you? He may not speak to you every day through that book, but there's going to be a day that you're going to have a need in your life. And if you pray, and if you read his word, he will provide. Next day, I always start my day with a cup of coffee and my devotion. Set the clock by it. I don't go to a doctor's appointment. I don't go anywhere until I read or have my daily devotion. I've done it for years, and I would feel, it would feel out of place. Don't read ahead. I just read whatever God gives me that day and study it. Remember the date that I said? September 17th, 2008. The reason I'm using this as an example, I'm no prophet. I'm a nobody. But I have Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. That's all I can ask. And he knows exactly what I need when I need it. Remember the thing about taking God off and dusting him off? Say, Lord, I need this today. That wasn't my prayer about every knee shall bow. That wasn't my prayer that morning. Lord, show me this morning. And the reason I give you these dates, if you'll notice in Our Daily Bread, you can go back. This stuff is archived. And you can go back. I've got something in my pocket rattling. Oh, wait a minute. It's a breakfast bar. With that being said, you can go back and look at old daily readings in Our Daily Bread. So on the 17th, I get up. I've already forgot. I've already moved on about this song of mercy me, that every knee shall bow. Let me read this to you. Now remember, he didn't show me when I was asking for it on the mountain. He didn't show me. I had another verse, enjoyed it, and just had a wonderful time. September 17th, Miss Rose and I were sitting in the living room. We do the same thing. We pray. We pray for the needs. We pray for ourselves. And we begin to open the daily bread and we read our daily bread. On September 17th, the day after, nothing in my mind was saying that this was going to happen. And I'm no special person. Get that straight. I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. That's all I am. A battle every day. I'm a sinner saved by grace. But he knew just exactly, because I had some problems that I didn't even know about that were coming ahead of me. But this is just the God we serve, that he just wants to wrap his arms around you. I'll never forget, and this is quoting from reading from Our Daily Bread, I'll never forget my frustrating experience when I went to Chicago's Union Station early one morning to pick up an elderly relative who was arriving by train. When I got there, she wasn't where I thought she would be. With increasing anxiety, I scoured the place to no avail. How many times have we looked for something, couldn't find it? Anxiety begins to build. Thinking she had missed her train, I was about to leave when I glanced down a hallway toward the baggage area. There she was, luggage at her feet, patiently waiting for me to arrive. She had been there all the time, and to my chagrin, she was right where she was supposed to be. How many times does that happen in our lives? It's that way with God. He's there, patiently waiting for us, assures us, "I did not say, seek me in vain," Isaiah 45:19 says. Why then do we often have trouble finding him? Probably because we are looking in all the wrong places. You'll find him right where he's supposed to be, in his word, in prayer, and in the voice of the Holy Spirit who lives within those who have claimed Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. The God who says, "Seek, and you will find," that's from Matthew 7:7, also promises that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And that's from Hebrews 11:6. So, you can rejoice that God is right where he is supposed to be, and he is waiting for you right now. And I thought, you know, Lord, that's pretty good. That bells start going off in my mind. The thing about the daily bread is this, and I love it. I do, and I've read it for years and years and years. It gives you a way to draw closer to God. It gives you a way. Oh, you know, one of these days, I'm going to read that Bible from cover to cover. The daily bread has already figured that out for you. You don't have to figure, well, I'm going to read this far and pick up tomorrow. They've already done it. They give you scripture to read each day that'll take you through the Bible in a complete year. And it's not 4 hours of daily Bible study. It's just 20 minutes. If you don't have time for that, it takes 5 minutes to read the daily bread. And I'll guarantee you that he will speak to your heart through his word in that little book of our daily bread. So, it also gives you a scripture verse for the day. Oh, it makes a Baptist want to take a lap. I'm telling you. That morning, Isaiah 45:19 was part of the scripture. But the entire daily scripture was Isaiah 45:18. Through 25. If you've got a Bible this morning, we're just here. Turn to the book of Isaiah, if you would, and if not, I'm going to read it to you because I'm telling you, God is this good. Isaiah 45, starting with verse 18. God's word says this: "For thus saith the Lord, who created the heavens, God himself, who formed the earth and made it. He hath established it. He created it, not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I have not spoken in secret. In a dark place of the earth, I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Assemble yourselves together, and come, draw near together. Ye who are escaped of the nations, they have no knowledge. that set up the wood of their carved images and pray unto a God that cannot save. Remember, I said our God is a living God. He is not one that you take down off the shelf and dust off. I think I may need a dose of God today. That's not how it works, folks. That's not how it works. It's a daily walk with Jesus Christ, hand in hand, a personal relationship that you want to grow closer and closer and closer to. I'll continue on with verse 21. Take ye and bring them near, yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Who hath told it from, that time? Have not I the Lord? And there is no God else besides me, a just God and a Savior. There is none beside me. Look unto me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. Are you ready for this? This is the God we serve. It goes on to say, I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Folks, that's the true living God. I searched the Bible the night before. Wasn't there. I'm not in charge. You're not in charge. He's in charge. He's God, and we are not. But I found that so enlightening. And it just filled me with joy, knowing that my God, our God, heard my prayer, and the next day provided. No, I'm not going to say that this is going to happen to everybody. The reason I'm telling you this is because coming up, we're going to have Sunday school each Sunday. And folks, I'm telling you, I've been in churches. We are blessed with Sunday school teachers here. They are truly, thus speaketh the Lord, not saith me. That's what happens. Our pastors are the same way. Now, we can sit in this congregation. And when I first came out here, what a relief it was for me. And there's been people who have preached before that have filled the pulpits that you just, over time, you get drawn down. Not that it's a bad thing, but you're not being fed. You're feeding, but you're not sitting and getting fed. For me to come in here to hear the words of truth, and through the Sunday school teachers that we have, and through the pastor, to be fed. And I'm thinking, Lord, this is great to sit back and to feel the love of God and to hear His word. I know where I had been, and I know where I wanted to be. Sitting back and let somebody else spoon feed you is not always the best thing. One, you're not reading and doing the things God wants you to do. So you have to take that on yourself, be it through our daily bread, be it through the Sunday school lessons a little bit deeper. I know Bruce, he gives out handouts. Pastor gives out handouts. Folks, all you got to do is read it and go look at it because they want you to do it. It's called keeping my feet to the fire. And the words of God that these men have spoken in this room, in this Sunday school class, is truth. But we need to take it a step further. Remember the question? And I got this. I've got this as a pastor. Pastor, how can I grow closer to God? Okay, I'm going to ask you a couple questions. And I want you to be honest with me, because He already knows the answer. But I want you to tell me, are you reading your Bible on a daily basis? Well, you know, we try to, and sometimes the world gets busy. Okay, it's a good answer. At least you're reading the Word, but you're not doing it every day. What if God has a message in His Word that day for you and 500 other people? Those 500 people may read that, but you may be the one who's left out. Yes?
Does it
Absolutely. God's word does not go out void. Yes. You know, but it's, I'm old school. People, technology, you know, and I love it too. I'll look sometimes, you know, just for the ease of just having it. When I prepare a sermon, I've got two or three Bibles open and the computer, Bible Gateway. Bible Gateway is an excellent source of the Word of God. You can have Hebrew, Latin, and these guys just absolutely amaze me. I have hard enough trouble with English. I am a West Virginian. My brother Bruce made point of that yesterday. But anyway, with that being said, when I prepare, I've got things all over my desk. But I wasn't getting what I needed to get me back to where I wanted to be by sitting there on my blessed assurance and being fed. I wanted more. I talked to our pastor. He said, "How's things going?" I said, "Pastor, I'm telling you, it is a blessing to come out here and just sit down and go, and get fed." But I said, "I feel in my bones, I feel in my inner parts that I'm falling away a little bit." I mean, I wasn't to the point to where I was doing the things that I shouldn't be doing, but I just wasn't getting full of the Word. If you want to grow closer to God, you have to grow in His Word and in your prayer time. Folks, I love a cup of coffee as much as anybody. And the first cup of coffee in the morning, no TV, open the blinds, look at the world awakening, sip on that coffee, and begin with that daily bread. And I'm telling you, it'll change your life. Now, some of you already have a daily devotion, and that's great. You listen to scriptures, that's great, because God's word does not go out void. But you have to put a little bit of effort into it. You do. Like I said, we have excellent Bible teachers. They're wonderful. It's the Word of God explained that even this old hillbilly can understand it. And that's a blessing. But you have to dig a little deeper. You've got to just take the time and let God's Word enter through you. Let it leave your body through your lips and through your tongue by just saying it. And I'm telling you, it will help you in your daily walk. An old preacher. You know, I've often said many times, there's a lot of folks. If it's important, I'm going to be probably in such awe when I get to heaven. And I said, yes, when I get to heaven, because I have God's promise. I've claimed Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. And I've often told people, there's men and women who have gone on before me that I want to shake their hand again. I want to shake their hand. J. Vernon McGee. I'm going to tell you what. You want down to earth. You want rubber meat in the road. That's the cat to listen to. He's long gone. He's in glory. But his words, because they are God's words, still ring true. I want to shake his hand. And I want to thank him for leaving me with a commentary that I could understand. I read it all the time. I love it. Now, he's not the only one. There's many out there. But be careful. There are also mixed in with those who are preaching the Word of God a little bit of non-truth. You've got to be careful. That's why you hold our feet to the fire. This is God's Word. If God would come down and sit beside us right here, not that He is, we already know that He's going to call us by the rapture, which is harpazo, that we're going to be taken away. But if He would come and sit down beside us, He wouldn't have anything else to say than what He's already said in that book. In those 66 books of the Bible, He wouldn't add or take away anything. That's the God we serve. So, in order to keep people's feet to the fire, you got to read that word. You got to read it. When the pastor pulls up, they do a wonderful job here. You got a bulletin that tells you A, B, C, D, E. Even I can follow that. He gives you the passage of Scripture. Sunday afternoon is a wonderful time, especially if there's a golf match on. It's quiet. You can take your Bible, sit down in your chair, get another cup of coffee, and go through what the pastor just taught or what the Sunday school teachers have just taught. It doesn't take. What are you doing? You're sitting in a chair on a Sunday afternoon waiting to fall asleep, because Sunday afternoons are made for naps. But you can hold people's feet to the fire. If there are false teachers out there, it's going to stick out like a sore thumb, because what the false teacher is teaching doesn't line up with the Word of God. Flee. Flee. Because this is truth and Satan is a lie. And if you don't think that Satan has infiltrated the church, man, you're living in a pretty naive state. You really have. There are wolves. He gives us warning. There are wolves dressed in sheep's clothing walking around us. That's how crafty Satan's had 6,000 years. He's had all the time past. But I firmly believe since man has come onto this earth, he's had 6,000 years to get really good. Be careful. Be careful. Read your Bible. Don't leave it as something to gather dust. Take it down. I don't care if you just read the daily. My prayer for all of us is that we would read and read and read and read and read and study and study and study and just draw so close to God that there's no room for even light between me and my Savior. But we all know that that's not going to happen. But you should get yourself in a habit of a daily devotion. Even if it's just time with a cup of coffee and say, Lord, thank you. Thank you for the blessings. Old J. Vernon McGee, remember I mentioned him? I'm going to read this and we'll... James 4:8. Let me start with James 4:7. We got a little bit of time. I love the book of James. Pastor says, it tickles me. And anybody that's ever preached the word has said this. Oh, this is my favorite passage of Scripture. And then you'll turn the page and guess what? This is my favorite passage of Scripture. The Bible is full of favorite words because there's the words of God. Remember that thing, how do I draw near to God? James 7, 4, 7 and 4, 8 says this. Hey, it's been a long time since I've been in a place like this, standing up in front of a congregation. And I'm telling you what, it feels good. It feels good. Glory be to God. James 4, 7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Old Vernon McGee says this. God comes to the door of your heart. He will not come any further. This is that effort thing. Remember I said you had to have a little bit of effort? It's amazing. He stands at the door and knocks. All we have to do is open the door. And he'll come in and sup with us, the Word of God says. He'll come in and sit with us and comfort us and eat with us, and joy will fill our hearts. That is the only way he is going to get in, my friend, if you open the door. I want to grow closer to God. Open the door. This is the door, the Word of God. Well, Vernon McGee says, it is said that one time Martin Luther Remember the Reformation? Old Martin Luther threw an inkwell at the devil. I don't want to get that close to the devil. I'm going to tell you, he's a way better man than me, because I'd be scared to death of the devil. I don't want anything to do with him. Don't want to be in his presence. Don't want to see anything about his demons. Scare me to death. But they're alive and well. And all you got to do is say, Jesus, protect me. Help me, Lord. Flee from this moment, this place. Get him out of my life. Get him away from me. Somebody might say that that was a crazy thing to do. But it is not if you are resisting the devil. Think about that. I'll throw everything I got at him. If I know who he is and where he's at and he's coming for me, I'm going to throw the kitchen utensils. I'm going to throw everything I've got at him. But most of all, I'm going to throw the Word of God at him, because he can't stand it. He can't be in the same room. He can't be in the same area. The devil will flee from you because he doesn't like God as company. The devil will not get to you unless you get too far away from God. A wolf never attacks a sheep as long as it is with the rest of the sheep or close to the shepherd. He wants nothing to do with that shepherd. And the closer the sheep is to the shepherd, the safer it is. Our problem is that we get too far from God. That's where it begins. Just like I sat in that chair, and I would have been fine. But I asked the pastor, Pastor, I just feel like I'm getting empty. My fuel gauge is going empty. He says, are you studying the way that you did before? Let me tell you something about a pastor. It's a gift. They can step on your toes, but not scuff your shoes. That's a gift. And I'm going to tell you what, he come right down on my big toe. And I said, no, I'm not. I was blinded by sitting there being fed by the Sunday school teachers we had, by singing songs of praise, listening to the pastor tell me what the Word of God said, but I wasn't digging in. And I thought, you know, Pastor, that's 100% correct. I did it. I studied every day. People say, you take Monday off. Be a pastor, take Monday off. Not in my life. I was ready to start studying again on Monday. And that's just an old sinner saved by grace. I am nobody special. But I got to where I needed the Word of God each and every day. You want to grow closer? Read the Word of God. With all of that being said, God will give you exactly what you need when you need it. I'm a little bit like the Apostle John. Not that I could even hold, I couldn't carry the water for that man. But we both have the same Savior. And we both have had things happen in our life that wasn't by chance. It was the Lord Jesus Christ working. I too could fill a book with the things of how good God has been to me and my family. He's given me strength beyond. Folks, when you step out in faith, Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Some of you have moved. Some of you know what I'm talking about. To just pick up and move 1,800 miles across the country, you can't believe the strength that God has given me. I'm 65 years old. I have grandbabies. I can take a tissue now and wipe the noses of my grandbabies, because this is where God wanted me to be, with them grandbabies. My grandbabies know who Jesus Christ is, praise God. Nothing I did. I just shared the Word of God with them. This upcoming Sunday school class, I've got a booklet for you. It'll take us 10 weeks to get through it. It's your book. It belongs to you. When I get ready and Fred gets through, we'll move on to the next. I'll give you a book. It's just a little paperback book. You can make your own notes. You can do whatever you want to in it. It's yours to keep. You want to draw close to God? Be ready for Sunday school class. Answer the questions. Dig deep into the Word of God. And we'll have a discussion. Because there's things that I don't understand yet, that I need help. And who better to come than a body of believers that claim the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Amen? That's the good thing. With that being said, pray for the ones who are not feeling well. Pray for those who are carrying a burden that they know. Pray for the unspoken request. Sometimes they're just too private and painful. But God already knows your heart. Pray for those things. Pray that God's hands continue to wrap around this church to protect that pastor and his loving family. What a blessing, folks. I've been in different churches. I've been the pastor. This one's a keeper. He's a keeper. Let us pray. Father, thank you for this time. Lord, bless this time that we have remaining. Bless the hands of those who have prepared these meals. And Father, again, just thank you. Thank you for the blessings of life. Father, for those who are under the weather and wish so much that they could be here. Lord, I pray a double portion, Lord, to be poured out on them as we speak. Father, you are the God of all. You have hung the stars. And Lord, we love you so. But most of all, we are thankful for the one who gave it all on that cross and rose from that dreaded tomb to give us life everlasting. To you, Lord Jesus, be all glory, for we ask all these things in your precious name. Amen.